producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan E. Ward, I asked you to take over for me last week in Minnesota, which you did so ably and capably. And I'm gonna almost do the same thing again. I feel like I'm a rotten host here because I'm in Tampa at Abby's Health and Nutrition to lecture on health, freedom, healing, liberty, and an immune system reboot, Jonathan, which sounds like your throat might need as much talking as you've been doing.
Well, that's true. We're going to labor ahead despite the throat. And I wish you well, Robert. We're happy to work for you and take over the helm here. We have a lot of good guests, and of course that'll enable me to ask questions and then avoid too much use of the old sore throat. But anyway, Robert, good to hear from you.
Yeah, and I am confident with Super Don at the helm in the background. If you need him, he's there, as well as Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily. She's always a wealth of information, so appreciative. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty will join a little later. Just so you know, the second hour I've already put together, and we've got a very special guest from England. We're talking about the breast implants, how these saline ones are not actually saline. Some shocking revelations next hour you'll hear. But for now, the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore is ready. Op-ed's working on the notes. We'll be up at robertscottbell.com soon. And Jonathan, my man, I appreciate you so very much. Carry on, and that torch of liberty just continues while I got to sign off here to do the lecture.
Well, thank you, Robert. We'll take it from here. We have Cheryl Chumley with us, ladies and gentlemen, WorldNet Daily, and Cheryl is always in tune with the latest news and commentary, and we have a lot going on, Cheryl. I wanted to start, though, with recognition for Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler, who is an absolutely incredible American hero who gave up his life so that we might breach the barriers for the prison, the ISIS prison in Iraq, and take those captives who were in imminent danger of having their heads severed by ISIS and liberate them. But in the process, he gave up his life. And his career, though, is a stellar career all the way through to the end, a true example for the rest of us of what heroism is all about. I wanted to talk to you about Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler and get your impressions on the extraordinary events that have unfolded here with the ISIS prison attack.
Yeah, this is a guy who should definitely be seen as a great American hero. He was about to turn 40. I believe his birthday was in about a month. And he's originally from Oklahoma. He joined the military, went into Fort Benning, Georgia training and so forth, and in 2004 was in the Army Special Operations Command. He was Master Sergeant with the Delta Force at the time of his death, and during this particular mission, he accomplished so much before he was tragically killed by enemy fire, along with a handful of other Kurdish troops with him. During the course of the operation, he managed to save about 70 Iraqi civilians, Iraqi forces, even members, Kurds and so forth. And they were also able to get substantial ISIS terrorist-type intelligence. We don't know the details on what intel they were able to gather, but some of the ISIS terrorists that they captured will probably prove in the coming months to be able to give America some decent intel. There were 10 to 20 ISIS terrorists who were captured and killed during that exercise. There were untold numbers, though, who about 70 lives saved. They were on their way to be beheaded by these ISIS terrorists. And then, 20 or 30 U.S. troops with Iraqi forces swept in and saved them. Wheeler is definitely somebody who should be recognized in military and American history as one of the heroes of this war on ISIS.
He certainly should. And, he was the team leader of the Delta Force. And as Secretary of Defense Ash Carter stated in his statement about the raid, Wheeler ran into fire, purposefully ran into the fire to lead the attack on the prison after the Peshmerga had been repulsed by heavy fire from within the prison by the ISIS terrorists. So he was quite an extraordinarily brave man. He had numerous Bronze Stars for extraordinary valor in combat leading up to this point. So he'll be sorely missed by his family and by a nation that owes him an enormous debt of gratitude. But he is precisely the kind of American hero that we need in this fight against ISIS, and he sets an enormously good example. I think all of our hats are off, and our debt of gratitude is immense, immeasurable, actually. So this whole thing does signal a shift in U.S. policy. Up to this point, Obama had taken the strict position that there would be no boots on the ground, and that this war against ISIS would strictly be an air campaign. But, Cheryl, this is a definite shift, and the Secretary of Defense has signaled that there will be more such Delta Force-type actions in the future.
It is interesting what's come out because of this mission. In 2014, President Obama promised America that there would be absolutely no more combat missions in Iraq. He was pretty clear on that promise. There were no watery statements issued. So this mission comes about, and the Pentagon came out and made a statement making it quite clear that the White House never sanctioned this particular combat operation, that it was something that started on the ground because the American troops in Iraq saw that the Kurds were being under heavy fire, and they ran in. It is more a defensive strategy to help fight off the ISIS terrorists. So now what's come out, though, are a bevy of media questions about the combat operations that are still ongoing in Iraq. There were a couple of reports, a couple of questions asked of Josh Earnest, the White House spokesperson, about whether this mission kind of reveals that there are actually U.S. troop combat operations ongoing in Iraq or not. And the White House has had to kind of dance around the rhetoric. They're billing this as a combat operation that was started basically in under fire, under duress. There were no advanced plannings for this combat mission. And they say that they're, even though President Obama has vowed no more combat operations in Iraq, he did not mean that when things needed to go into combat mode to defend our allies over there, that wouldn't be done. So they're having to dance around a little bit about what Obama said in 2014.
Yes, and they're not even referring to this as ground troops. They're trying to avoid use of language that would suggest that this is, in fact, what it is. Of course, that is the only way that this war is going to be successfully waged, is by having troops on the ground, by having special operations forces interdict and destroy ISIS wherever it exists. And so it is a welcome change in direction, I think, brought about more by political necessity and military necessity, even though the administration isn't admitting it. But still, Quite a successful raid, and we're all grateful for that. Look forward to more direct combat against ISIS, which is the only way to completely ferret out and destroy ISIS terrorists. Now, shifting gears, we only have a few minutes before the break, but might as well start in on this. Last night's Republican presidential debate, I think everyone was, but for the three principal moderators, everyone else was appalled by their behavior and the questions they were asking. It seemed to be so sophomoric and so petty that most commentators, I think, have taken umbrage at what was done. I wanted to get your impression. What did you think of the work done by the CNBC journalists last night?
Yeah, I guess you can use that word journalist loosely based on what we all saw. It was really disgusting the way the moderators were way more interested in the gotcha questions. You know, this was it was supposed to have been a financial and economic debate. It was supposed to have been a platform by which the GOP candidates could let the American people know of their plans for the economy, their plans for taxation, policy, and so forth. And it was a debate that I had really looked forward to with anticipation, because some of the candidates, as we've all watched, haven't really gotten into specifics over the last few weeks of campaigning, and we've been waiting to hear more of what's your taxation policy going to be in particular? What are you planning on doing to improve the sluggish American economy in specific? And so this was supposed to have been the platform that would have given them the opportunity to spell out some of their intended policies. Unfortunately, the moderators, as we all saw, were much more interested in pitting candidate against candidate and finding out what Mike Huckabee thought of Donald Trump and what Chris Christie thought of so-and-so. And it turned into what you rightly described as a sophomoric debate. The moderators were so bad that even Washington Post, not known for a conservative bent, labeled the CNBC moderators one of the big losers of the debate, which I find very significant given the source and the political leanings of the Post. But once again, the American people are at a loss. We didn't get the information needed last night. Hopefully that'll change in the weeks to come.
Well, when we come back, we're going to ask Cheryl what she thinks happened with the debate, who won, and whether or not in the end this will be a memorable debate in the long term. We'll see. We'll be right back after the big break. Stay tuned.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, it's not Robert, but we all wish it was. Robert is on duty, and I'm here again, Jonathan E. Mort, sitting in for Robert tonight. We were discussing before the break with Cheryl Chumley how the debate went last night, and I think just about everyone agrees that the CNBC journalists became the focal point, which is not the appropriate role for the journalists or moderators. But they became the focal point because of their asinine questioning. Most of the questions they asked, in fact, the vast majority of the questions they asked, were of trifling consequence. They were sophomoric, and they were designed to really more or less try to get under the skin of the individual respondent and to cause them to fight with one another rather than to elucidate what their positions were on issues. They were oftentimes designed as character assassination points rather than serious questions that one would ask a prospective president of the United States. And I thought Ted Cruz did a great job in early on calling them out for that. And he's a sharp, sharp fellow, Ted Cruz. And I think he turned the tables on them. And from that point forward, I think they were on the defensive, at least from the vantage, they may not have realized it, but from the vantage point of the audience, and I think the people watching at home, the real villains in this whole thing were the moderators. But I wanted to get your impression, Cheryl, on how the candidates variously stacked up based on their performance and their responses, which ones you thought shown particularly well, and which ones you thought were lackluster or failed to perform as they needed to in order to build momentum.
A lot of the candidates last night, there are a lot of one-liners that actually are memorable. We're still talking about them 24 hours later. Like you were just referring, Cruz actually turned the tables right around on the moderators, and, you know, he chided them that it wasn't a cage match. And from there, he had some rapid-fire one-liners that basically took down the moderators a peg and, you know, brought on some big cheers from the audience because, you know, Americans aren't dumb. They know when a media outlet is being biased. Chris Christie had a strong showing, particularly when he, like Cruz, turned the tables on the moderator. Told one of them bluntly that even by New Jersey standards, he was being rude. There was some good moments from Carly Fiorina. I think the most memorable line she had was when she painted herself as Hillary Clinton's worst enemy, and she talked about how most Americans want to see her debate Hillary Clinton, which I think is true. I think most Americans would love to see Hillary and Carly Fiorina go at it on a public stage because Fiorina is not shy and she won't hesitate to point out Clinton's many disgraces and scandals. I think Jeb Bush was probably the big loser of the debate. I don't think he made any type of showing that is going to give him a boost in the polls. And as a matter of fact, I really truly think that his days as a candidate are numbered. I think his backers and his donors are really worried at this point that their money is being wasted, and they may be considering putting their money in other candidates. I think Jeb Bush probably, if he in the next couple weeks he doesn't see a sizable jump in numbers, he may consider dropping out. I think Ben Carson put in his expected showing. I don't think he came off overly strong. He's much more toned down than the other candidates anyhow, but he put in a respectable showing. Trump was probably the surprise of the debate. He was a fraction of the bombastic Trump that we've been accustomed to seeing on the campaign trail in the last few weeks. And Marco Rubio, surprisingly, was one of the big winners, not only in my opinion, but it seems like everybody was talking about Rubio's great showing today on all the media circuits.
Yes, so despite it all, I think the biggest losers in the entire debate were the moderators. I think John Harwood and Becky Quick in particular were disasters, and I think that they will, in the long term, pay the biggest price for their abysmal performance and use of all that airtime. Well, we're coming up on the break, and Cheryl, thank you once again. As we have you every week, we're very fortunate. And
thank
you've
you.
Given us some good insights as usual. We'll be right back with more from Norm Singleton in the second half hour.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or will you forget?
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, hi, everybody. It's not Robert, but it's Jonathan E. Morton. I have with me my good friend and brilliant commentator on today on our show. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, the Vice President for Policy there. So, Norm, perched as you are, peering down into Washington every day, I suppose you watched the debate. And what was your impression of the debate? What's your overall impression?
I thought that it was in some ways the best of the three because it wasn't just the Donald Trump show, and I thought a lot of the candidates, just objectively, you know, Marco Rubio had a very good night. He's a very good speaker. I thought Rand Paul had a very good night, and Ted Cruz did too. Maybe I'm biased, particularly towards Rand and also towards Senator Cruz. But on the Fed, I think they both highlighted the importance of Fed reform. Chris Christie, I think, did well. And I think John Kasich, there's just something falls flat to me, and maybe it's because I think that his kind of hectoring tone that he's taken now towards the rest of the party and his sort of superiority, I think it's going to turn off a lot of primary voters. But then that's the sort of the upside and the neutral side, the bad and the ugly side, was the three moderators who, while it was an improvement that they didn't just ask Donald Trump a bunch of questions and then just ask other candidates, what do you think of Donald Trump? Their questions were all, why did you stop beating your wife variety? It was the worst. It was blatant bias. It was argumentative. They were clearly out to almost pick fights. I mean, there's one thing to ask tough questions, but it's another thing to be like they wanted to take everybody down. And it's just, it's just awful. I thought
it reeked of partisanship and bias. It also, the questions were sophomoric. They didn't get into details about policy. They asked these ridiculous questions that were designed to assassinate the characters of individuals and also cause them to argue among themselves more about personality than about substance. And so I think that's sort of the hallmark of a very poor moderator in a presidential debate. You wish to elucidate for the audience what the positions are on key issues of import to the public, and you would also want to make yourself largely unimportant as a moderator. You want the focus and attention to be on the people responding and how they're responding. But these turkeys really ask questions that were, as you point out, argumentative, and also are largely designed to focus attention on them on themselves for the questions that they asked, and to just get under the skin of the people they were asking. And it's this kind of really shoddy journalism and bias that I think the American public hate. And I think they were called out on. I thought Ted Cruz, among others, did an excellent job of calling them out on their horrible behavior.
And there, I also like the moment when Rand said he wanted a follow-up and complained that asked, because other candidates got to ask follow-up questions and engage with other candidates. And he said, what exactly is your... criteria, and they admitted it's at our discretion, which basically
right.
meant that kind of confirmed that they didn't want to engage with Rand, and I think a lot of that is because they are CNBC is a establishment network, and I think that they're the network. I remember the day after the first bailout bill was defeated in the House. They were. Every announcer was in a panic and was actually openly lobbying for Congress to cast another vote on it. They said that they were talking about wondering, how could Congress be so irresponsible to reject the bailout bill? And it was just one of the most. And so I think that they asked the question about the Fed because they felt they had to, but even the fact that they only allowed Cruz and Rand to speak might have been an attempt to signal to their business audience that the audit the Fed reform movement, the end the Fed movement is just a kind of a you know, the right wing of the Republican Party, but it's not. It's actually a very mainstream issue.
I think they really did much disservice to their network.
Yeah.
I think people will remember this as one of the worst moderated debates in American history.
Yeah, and I think that's one reason why that network is going down, and why there's a lot of their top talent as recent years has left, and is at other. Broadcast, and I think the next debate I heard will be Fox Business, and it'll be very interesting to compare, because I know a lot of, you know, whatever people think of Fox Broadcasting, I think Fox Business, it's ideologically tinged at some points, but it tends to lean more libertarian than conservative. That's where John Stossel is, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It would really be interesting if Stossel was one of the moderators.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, and maybe Judge Napolitano, but I think that you actually would see a more fair and balanced debate, and the other thing was, it's a comparison with the Democratic debate. A lot of people said, well, that was a substantive debate, even if you disagree with the policies. Well, again, some candidates try to discuss substance. Rand certainly does. And it's tough when what they want to discuss is the moderators want to discuss either gotcha questions for every Republican, or as we've seen in the first two debates, they want to play off the Donald Trump show.
Yeah, I think they were, in this case, I think the audience booed them loudly. I think they were really called on the carpet, not only by the candidates, some of the candidates, but also by the audience. And now I think they're suffering severe rebuke by their colleagues in the media, and even, as you point out, by the Washington Post. So I think they cooked their own gooses. Turning for a minute now to the budget deal, that this wretched deal which Congress has put together. What's your impression, Norm?
Well, I think that this is a awful deal. And in some ways, it actually represents the maybe, I don't want to say, it's not the death of the Tea Party, but the death of the influence of the Tea Party, or the death of the idea that this is a Tea Party Congress. Because remember, the sequestration was the result of pressure from the Tea Party, pressure from the new members of Congress who came in the 2010 election, who were there to supposedly roll back government spending, and they forced a showdown over the debt ceiling that led to the process that resulted in the sequestration. And those haven't been great cuts, but they have been the only thing that's held a brake on spending since Bill Clinton was forced to the table by the Republican Congress in 95 and from 95 to 97. And this puts the nail in that coffin. It increases spending, and they will say, well, it's all offset. But if you look at it, the offsets don't really kick in until 10 years from now. And of course, every time we see changes in entitlement, spending or any kind of spending that says we're going to do it 10 years from now. What happens 10 years from now is that future Congress decides they don't want to take the political hit for what people 10 years ago did, so they kick the can further down the road. So the Social Security disability that they have, I think that those might be good changes. Hopefully they'll stick, but I think that even there, we ought to be concerned that one of their short-term fixes is to borrow money from the old age trust fund and give it to the disability trust fund. And I know at least some people have said this is a violation of ought to be concerned because the precedent it sets here is very disturbing, because because there's a reason why those two are separate trust funds, separate programs, and intermingling them ought to be of concern to those concerned about the solvency of the Social Security trust fund. And it could be a justification for future payroll tax hikes and other bad stuff down the road.
Well, we'll be right back, and when we do come back, we're going to talk about the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and what that holds in store for us, how he became Speaker, despite all of his qualifications, on what limitations he would put on what people could do to him as Speaker. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, it's not Robert, but we wish Robert were here. It's Jonathan Emord sitting in for Robert, and I have the good fortune of having with me Norm Singleton, Vice President for Policy at the Campaign for Liberty. And Norm, one of the things before we completely leave the subject of the debate last night that was interesting is that Donald Trump did not dominate the debate by any stretch of the imagination. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a good thing in that I think even if you're a Trump supporter, I think you would want to maybe take a look at what all the other candidates have to offer and see a little more exchanges. And also, if you're a Trump supporter, I think you would be tired of debates where the moderators asked Trump questions and then for a half hour and then said to the rest of the candidates, what's wrong with this guy? Because, you know, you turn your candidate into a pinata, and that's kind of happens when you're a front runner, but is inevitable. But I think some of the debates were a little extreme. The other thing might be that he is falling behind Carson in some of the polls, and I think that there's kind of even though he's up there, and I think some polls still have him leading nationally, but by a smaller margin. Carson's beating him in Iowa. It's just becoming an old story now. The media always wants a new story, and that's one reason why there's always a candidate. There's a tendency to front runner of the week syndrome. You know, first it's Trump, then it's Carly, now it's Carson. Next week it'll be, you know, now today it's a Rubio one, and we saw this in 2012 too. I think the final thing is that Trump might be looking at a strategy where he thinks that he can actually win, and part of that is that he may be trying to not be the scary guy anymore. Mm-hmm. He's, if you noticed last night, he was for most of it, he, from what I saw, he was calmer. He wasn't going out of his way to mock or upset or insult the other contestants, the other people from the other candidates. It was kind of a different. It was a very different Trump than we're used to seeing.
Well. Shifting gears a little bit before the show ends here. We have about a minute and a little more. Paul Ryan's the new Speaker of the House. Does this mean that the Tea Party movement is largely dead? And does this mean that the old guard now has a new friend in Paul Ryan who will be pretty much the same way Boehner was?
I do think that is the that's a definite possibility. In fact, if you look at his record, especially if you look at his record recently, he's has budget chairman. He's been involved in all the budget sellouts of the last couple of years. In fact, the shorthand for the budget that was passed in 23 that kind of was the beta version of this awful budget deal is called the Ryan Murray budget, named after Paul Ryan and his Senate counterpart Patty Murray. And if you look at his record during the Bush years, he voted for everything that fiscal conservatives are almost everything that fiscal conservatives don't like. All the Medicare spending, all the No Child Left Behind, and on other issues, I'm not sure he is not, and I don't think that, while he might be better than a lot of people in the Republican Party on civil liberties issues, I'm not sure that he's where Rand Paul is by any stretch. And he's also a big defender of the military-industrial complex, and not just a strong defense, but a give the Pentagon a blank check and never question any of the contracts type of guy.
Well, right then, Norm. Thank you once again for always being with us.
Thank you.
And that's another episode. It's in the bag. Robert will be back next hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.